Serial abuser Wesley Street found guilty of raping and murdering 20-year-old. By Kurt Zindelka on August 7, 2020. A 20-year-old serial sexual abuser has been found guilty of raping and murdering Keely Bunker, who trusted him to walk her home after a rap concert in Birmingham last year. Wesley Street is facing a life sentence after a jury found him guilty of raping and strangling the 20-year-old aspiring teacher's assistant to death in Wigginton Park after the two attended a concert of the British rapper Adish, leaving her body face down in a stream and covering it in branches. Street, who tried to argue he killed Keely accidentally during consensual sex, was also found guilty of five other sexual offenses, including two counts of rape and sexual assault that took place in 2015. 2017, and 2019, after three other young women came forward. In 2015, he raped a 16-year-old. In 2017, he sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl. In 2019, he raped a 20-year-old. One of the rapist's victims had informally reported her assault to the police before the murder of Bunker, and the other two came forward during the prosecution of Street, according to a statement from the Staffordshire Police. Tragically, Keely Bunker considered Street as a trusted friend, and opted to have him walk her home through a dark park on the evening of her death, one day before she was set to interview for her dream job at a local school. Street's DNA was found on Ms. Bunker's body in a post-mortem examination. His bank card and jacket, which was stained with Keely's makeup, were both located close to the murder scene. Keely's body was found in a secluded and wooded area of the park by her uncle, Jason Brown. A police officer told the court, "I heard the most horrendous screaming I have heard in my whole life. It was Jason, Keely's uncle." The senior investigating officer in the case, Detective Inspector Cheryl Hanan, said, "I welcome today's verdict and hope that it will bring some comfort to Keely's family and friends." Throughout the police investigation and this trial, the three women who were raped and sexually assaulted by Street have shown bravery. Keely's death shocked everyone in the town and beyond, and I would like to thank the local community of Tamworth who helped Keely's family in the police investigation. Hannah Sideaway, who led the prosecution at West Midlands Crown Prosecution Service's Complex Casework Unit, said that the murderer was perceived as fun and one of the popular lads in Keely's social circle, and praised the young women for helping to convict Street. "He was fun. We know that he's been out the night before after the girls had been to their concert. He met them out for drinks," Sideaway said. "So there was certainly some larger community aspect and very limited indications that there was this more sinister side. He was perceived as one of the popular lads," the prosecutor added. "I've had several conversations with her immediate and extended family, and it's clear that Keely was really loved. That was shown from the outpouring of support immediately after her initial disappearance when there were volunteers from all walks who came together to search for her, tragically resulting obviously in her being found by her uncle." Wesley Street will be sentenced at Stafford Crown Court on Friday, August 7. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.